7:01 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes. Reach the halfway point of the show, a.k.a. a point of no return. It's boarded. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard Cool Cat by Bill Sherrill, originally released on the Time label in 1957. And I got off the compilation, The Cool and the Crazy. It was one of, I don't know, several million Buffalo Bop compilations. They came out in the 90s and early this century. There's a couple other shows. I plug, I usually play the promo for Easy Ed. But, you know, check out the Arcade Radio Show. Heather, Nelson, Julia, it's usually from 5 to 6, but I believe she's been going on earlier than that. But during the academic year, it's one of the better student shows I've ever heard here at MFO. And also, check out Rising each Tuesday with Skybar. He plays a lot of local stuff, a lot of touring bands. He goes out and checks them out, gives his review. That's Skybar and Rising every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. right here at MFO on the Town Mikey T. I can't say enough about the show. The fact is, I was part of its rotation as far as the DJs from 2000 through 2006. I'm very proud to have been involved with the show. And Joel and the crew, they keep carrying the torch for local music here in Boston. And then last but certainly not least, Crash Course for the Ravers, which airs every Saturday right here at MFO from 1 to 4. Anyway, before the ID for Easy Ed, the Plagues did. I've been through it all before. I've been through it before. Oh, yes. Way to screw up my own mojo. Anyway, yes, the Plagues did. I've been through it all before. Originally released on the Fenton label in 1966. I got off the compilation Michigan Mayhem Volume 2. For that, the Ames Brothers from Malden, Massachusetts. I mean, Ed Ames broke away from them and actually had the biggest career of all the Ames Brothers. They did Rockin' Shoes back in 1957 on the RCA Victor label. For that, Johnny Madara from 1961 and Vacation Time, of which I need one, but I'll be having one in a couple of weeks. Vacation Time, released in 1961 on the Bamboo label. And we kicked it off with a British obscurity, released on the Pi label in 1965. Where's Your Smile Gone? The name of the band was called The Shelley. I got off the compilation Hippie Hippie Shake, Volume 2. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. Want to touch base with me? Throw me off my mojo as if I don't do it enough myself. 73800 on the Tufts campus. I'm not going to go over the other contact information. Maybe later on the show if you're good. Maybe even if you're not. Coming up in about 55 minutes is going to be the lounge. Danny's in the house, so stick around. Coming up also before that will be this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Christ's sake.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Gonna stay together and rock all night. Play chalk, pump and rock.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Buckwheat cakes, buckwheat cakes, along with crispy bacon. Yes, it is your buckwheat cakes, it sets my heart to aching. It can't be your chocolate cake or your Irish stew. It can't be your chocolate cake that makes me fond of you. It's buckwheat cakes, buckwheat cakes, along with crispy bacon. Yes, it is your buckwheat cakes, it sets my heart to aching.
What about my girlish ways and my pretty hair? What about my girlish ways? Or maybe you don't care.
No, it ain't your girlish ways or your pretty hair. No, it ain't your girlish ways that makes me sit and stare. It's buckwheat cakes along with crispy bacon. Yes, it is your buckwheat cakes. It sets my heart to aching.
Especially for you. How about my friendly smile? I see you're smiling too.
No, it ain't your friendly smile or your dimpled chin. No, it ain't your friendly smile. It brings me back again. It's buckwheat cakes, because I'm only human. I just love the buckwheat cakes made by a pretty woman. I just love the buckwheat cakes made by a pretty woman.
Paw, paw, but you're kidding.
Steve!
12:21 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, you just heard Joey Bellomo. A track that was released originally on the Glow label. I have no idea when it was released originally or what the release date was. But I get off the compilation, Party, Party, Party. Came out on Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf. And Steamer, with that Buddy Ebsen and Musketeer Darlene Gillespie, did Buckwheat Cakes, an EP released on the Mickey Mouse Club label back in 1955. I got a million of them. And if you're good, maybe I won't play them anymore. Well, that Johnny and the Hurricanes with the B-side to Beatnik Fly did Sandstorm, originally released on the, well, it was actually, well, I played the vinyl, released on the Warwick label in 1960. And then before that, you heard the Brigands, who are going to be at Tavern at the End of the World, and it's Washington Street. Washington Street, tomorrow night, doors open at 9. Brigands, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion, Doug McDonald Band, and Pete Cassani. It's tomorrow night. Check it out. Tavern at the End of the World, Washington Street in Charlestown, before you hit the bridge to go into Sullivan Square. No, we kicked off, we didn't kick it off with that, but before that was this week's song that everybody knows, George Baker Selection from 1970 on the Colossus label in Little Green Bag. And I cheated. I got off a compilation. I didn't bring the vinyl with me. Have a nice day, volume two, if you're asking. Then we kicked it off with Jack Bedient and the Chessmen of the Double Whammy Jack Bedient and the Chessmen. A track called Glimmer Sunshine, originally released on the Rev label in 1966. I got off the compilation Quagmire Volume 8. Okay. Got about 37 minutes to go. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. Want to touch base, 73800 on the Tufts campus. As always, I implore you, I beg you, I plead. Over the, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, over the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. And while you're at it, make me a bumper. You can turn it into a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. I will thank you in advance. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Yeah. Doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I kill myself for what
10:37 Eastern Time. We've passed the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, we've got about two sets to go, really. Anyway, you just heard the Barons. Oh, no, I'm sorry. An unknown artist and test pressing of Unknown Origin that I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volumes 1 and 2. Came out in 2015 on Crypt. For that, the Barons did Tomorrow Never Ends, originally released on the Century label, kind of a large indie, anyway, it's Century in 1966. And I got off the compilation Shutdown 66, came out a number of years ago on Ernie Douglas Records. For that, The Mighty Caesars, and a track originally released on the Hangman label in the UK in 1987. I got off the best of thing he called Surely They Were the Sons of God and Devious Means was the name of the track. And then Head in the Hairs, Local Legends, kicked it off with One Against the World, originally released on the Head H&H label in 1966, Head in the Hairs. And I got off the compilation Wild Sides Volume 5. I kind of tried to fool you and say, yeah, I got the vinyl. No, I don't. You know, mine would have sounded better. Anyway, 617-627-3800, 73800 on the Tufts campus. The Desperate Hours is every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here at MFO. I'll get back into it. Got a couple of short sets. And bring this old girl home. Actually, no, probably one set I'm looking at it. Yeah, well, one set. I'm still going to bring the old girl home. These are Desperate Hours.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
machine in town. Got a 3-window coupe that's short on looks, but she looks real good in the record books. I hold the track record in the quarter mile, through the low ET down the asphalt aisle. Beat 'em up, shut 'em down. 3-window coupe, you're the toughest in town. Beat 'em up, shut 'em down now. 3-window coupe, make a trophy run. 3-window coupe, you're the toughest machine in town. Now I know my coupe's not the sharpest around, but everybody knows she's the hottest in town. The high compression lifts make it 12-1, and Sunday at the drag show make a trophy run. Beat 'em up, beat 'em up, shut 'em down. 3-window coupe, you're the toughest in town. Beat 'em up, shut 'em down now. 3-window coupe, make a trophy run. 3-window coupe, you're the toughest machine in town. Now my little 3-window don't look like much, till the flag goes down and I pop the clutch. Then I put my foot in it and I really go, and take them up the tubes of a 3-window. Beat 'em up, shut 'em down. 3-window coupe, you're the toughest in town. Beat 'em up, shut 'em down now. 3-window coupe, make a trophy run. 3-window coupe, you're the toughest machine in town.
Toughest machine in town. Toughest machine in town. Toughest machine in town.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Time, and you know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, Punk and Pop Truck. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's. From the 50s to the present day, my name is Alex, and I serve up this steaming pile of drill-outs and compilation cuts each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Whether you like it or not. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last long set. Just heard Little Eva and Let's Turkey Trot. Came out in 1963 on the Dimension label. Before that, the Ripcords. I have a feeling I played this somewhat recently. Single came out in Columbia in 1964. Before that, a band called the Cheerful Earfuls. And I hope that made you happy. The Drag, number one. That was the name of the song. Came out on the Stephanie label in 1958. Before that, the Motifs. And I'm not sure, I didn't do my research on this one. When I pulled a compilation, I never did the research. But the name of the track is called Someday. For that, the Routers from 1962 on the Warner Brothers label did Let's Go Pony. The Orlons, yes, of the Wah Wah Tootsie and Don't Hang Up Orlons, did their version. They channeled Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel. That's going out to Tony and Julie right here in Medford. Hope they are enjoying the show. Hope you did as well. And then we kicked off the set with the Good Feelings, another compilation cut that I did not research. The Good Feelings did Shattered. Anyway, Danny's up next with the Lounge. My name is Alex, and as always, a pleasure is mine. Take care.